Hey everybody, welcome to another segment of Tony's show, and tonight we are going to be, I don't know, interdimensionally global. Does that sound so new agey and scientific and all that other wonderful, you know, details? Anyway, we got some issues going on in this life. You know, it's hard sometimes to get out of bed when every day you wake up and there's another day in paradise. You know, I had a birthday recently. People kept wishing me a happy birthday, and what am I going to do for the day? And I'm thinking to myself, this is just another day in paradise for me. I don't see what I'm going to do this day any special than I do any other day. You know, get up, get laundry, get my dinner made, you know, pick up supplies, take care of stuff that I need to take care of, get shows ready, build tech, so on, so on. So I really didn't know how to answer a lot of people because, quite frankly, I'm not sure, what are we going to do? I mean, seriously, like, I'm in Canada. I can't go across the border without coming back and having an ordeal to deal with. There's been so many things I've been hearing about coming back. You got to take a shot. You're going to get fined. You may go to jail. I mean, there's so much, like I said, so much stuff. So when we're looking at, what are you going to do on your birthday? The best thing anyone can do on their birthday, if you're going to celebrate, I don't celebrate birthdays. I don't celebrate Christmas. I don't celebrate Easter. I don't celebrate a lot of these pagan holidays that they covered over with some kind of Christian meaning or religious meaning. Let's just call it that. It's not Christian, religious. I just don't, you know, it's just in my nature. I just, you know, plus my faith, my beliefs, and what I believe in my faith, I don't recognize a lot of these things. It's just, again, it's another day. I looked at it as another day to remind me I've been on this planet way too long. That's what I think. But anyway, when you start thinking in terms of, you know, what are you going to do on your birthday? What are you going to do on this day? What are you going to do on that day? Life has changed. We're in a war. We're in a war of a serious magnitude. There's not a day that goes by that we're not hearing some kind of change, some kind of directional derailment, some kind of regulatory system going to change the current status quo because of some forecast made by a group of people, they call them think tanks, that have absolutely no power, no political anything, except what they have, deceived everybody to think. The WEF has no power, really. And yet, they have penetrated Canada. And yet, they have penetrated the Parliament. They have penetrated the office of the Prime Minister's office, which, again, I don't consider this representative of the WEF as the Prime Minister of this country. He's another selected boy toy that's been put in power. And I have decided to change the name of the Liberal Party. Let's call them Libnip. Libnip. So you say, what does Libnip mean? It means they have merged and forged a association with the NDP. The NDP, who was supposed to represent the working class, the guys in the factory. Today, Mr. Trudeau and Mr. Ford came down to Windsor, Ontario because of the electric car. Piece of shit technology, really. It really is. Piece of shit. The technology doesn't save our environment anything. The cost to mine and the cost to produce the batteries of these cars, they produce the equivalent of 8 years of pollution that the internal combustion engine does. And on top of that, it will elevate the usage of the current electrical system that we're having today. It's going to increase your hydro bill probably by a factor of 3 or 4. You're not saving anything at all. In fact, it's going to cost you more to have that kind of car. That kind of car is for those who are affluential and have money, and it's a status symbol. It's like a rich person owning a jet. And they are the only ones on that jet, them and their staff. And they're burning tons and tons of fuel. And then they tell us that we are leaving a carbon footprint, yet here they are flying in an airplane empty of people. See, we need to really wake up and realize that just because they've got money doesn't mean they have special privileges in regarding to damaging the environment, do they? You know, the government officials get to fly all over the place and we foot the bill. They get on the jet, they fly to China, India, or wherever they got to go, and they do whatever they got to do, and then they spend money in hotels, they spend money for prostitutes, they spend money for booze, they spend money for drugs, you know, they spend money for child sex, they spend money for child cannibalism. We pay for that. We pay for that. So, but it's okay for them to bend the rules, because see, these are the Nephilim. These are the children of Moloch, the children of Baal, the children of Belial. That's what they are. And for some reason, somewhere along the way, mankind has surrendered the authority to them in order to govern over mankind. Makes no sense, but this is what's happened. So here we are today. You know, all kinds of things have gone on. Someone sent me a video just before I got on the show about the Ukraine military hunting Russian supporters in the Ukraine. Basically, the old Nazi regime knocking on the door. They go in, they see some paraphernalia. They access your cell phone. I don't understand that one. If you are going to be a rogue, why would you put it on your cell phone? See, again, this may have been a staged event, but again, the point they were trying to get across there is that the military now, is there is no civil liberties, there's no entitlements, you know, there's nothing. There's no privilege. If you speak against the Ukrainian government, he's going to take you out. Sounds like somebody we know in Canada. If you are going to go rogue, if you are going to be a activist and you're going to start speaking out, then you better delete everything off your phone. If you are going to travel, pull the SIM card out. You know, don't leave it in. Don't even leave it on your person. Have a blank. Because if they access your phone and find something on it that seems to be anti-government, you can go to jail for that in Canada. The police, when they pull you over, they have a right to access your phone. They can access the phone. So why would you have one on you? See, they have schmoozled everybody into believing that that phone is the end-all, be-all, do-all of everything. And you carry it with you everywhere you go. So if you put one statement on that phone and they decide to pull you over for whatever reason and access the information on that phone, you may wind up going to jail. They done it with the truckers. They done it with people that were supporting the truckers. Look at the minister out in Alberta, Arthur. All he did was make a speech with the truckers, and they threw his ass in jail. You know? And you think this is what? Can't happen here? This is Chinada. Forget calling it Canada. It ain't Canada anymore. It's Chinada, or Chinada. Chinata, chinata, tomato, tomato, potato, potato. Same shit. We are in Chinata. And this also applies to those of you in the United States. You're not living in a free country in America either. You're living in a police state. You've always been in a police state. You just had more privileges than we have had here in Canada. So it gives you that delusion or the illusion that you're free. You're not free. I always make the comment, if you think you're so free, go get a still, make some alcohol, and sell it on the street. See what happens. Grow some tobacco. Put it on the street. See what happens. Grow some cannabis. Put it on the street. See what happens. I was living in a free country. I thought I was free. You know, we're being taxed to death over here. Carbon tax. This imaginary tax. That by paying a tax, we're going to actually be able to reduce the carbon emissions. Or we're going to be able to remove the carbon from the atmosphere. Like I said, is anybody at home? Are the lights on and nobody there? Think about that. You're paying a tax because of a carbon that's produced naturally by the system. And by paying this tax, this is going to somehow reduce it when they have what they call carbon credits. Well, we'll pay Canada an extra $10,000 this month so we can pollute a little bit more. It's cheaper to pay Canada than to clean up our own shit. That's what I mean. So we got a narrative going on that it's okay for them to bend the rules, bend the laws, and buy their way out of the system. But you can't do that unless you're Bill Gates, Soros, Elon Musk, or Bezos, or some or Zuckerberg. You can't do that. You know, when we're engaging in what's going on in Ukraine, you must think in these terms. If they're doing this in Ukraine, expect it to be done in Canada. Expect it to be done in America. May not happen right away, but it will come. Maybe not this year, maybe next. Maybe by the end of the year. Either way, expect it to come. What they're showing you are a forecast of things that will come here. That's why they got everybody distracted and looking at the Ukraine, because they want to desensitize you so that when it does happen here, you're just going to think this is a normal procedure. Normal status quo. This is going to go on even a lot further. Okay, I don't know how many of you have heard. I talked about this something on the last show too. I put it back here again to constantly remind you that on May 22nd of this month, the WHO is going to try to remove the sovereignty from 194 countries. That includes USA and Canada. Now, I see this going several different ways. One way that it could be going is the countries are going to splinter. In other words, regions are going to form in Canada and the United States. They will no longer be associated as North America or the United States of America. You may see the Pacific Northwest, the Pacific Southwest, Central, Northeast, Southeast. That may happen. A fragmenting of the country. You may see the same thing happen in Canada. You may see, you know, maybe Alberta, BC, Washington, Montana, and maybe California break away. You may see Manitoba, Saskatchewan, and the Dakotas break away. You may see Ontario break in different parts. And maybe connect with certain states in the United States, like Michigan, Indiana, Ohio, Wisconsin. Break away. May see Quebec with the Eastern Seaboard connect with Maine and New York and some other places, and then break away. This may happen because you may not. There may be a splinter in regarding to cooperate with this new World Economic Forum. It's a possibility. It's a possibility they may just dominate and shut everything down. Because now they can create a pandemic, a real one, and say, we are now going to take control. We are now going to assert the authority of the WHO. And you are all going to have to get the shot. There is no exception. What are you going to do then? What are you going to do then? See, right now, the problem they have is everyone's countries has loopholes and legalities that they have to obligate to the general population. Even though they have been killing people in these respective countries in one form or another. But there are still laws in the books that are still protecting the general population from being induced into being integrated with this biowarfare or this bioweapon. So now to circumvent this, they're all going to surrender their authority to the WHO, which is now going to be the authority and will dictate policy. The constitutions, the Black's Law, Maritime Law, Law of the Land, it will be gone. All that shit will go out the door. It ain't going to mean a hill of beans because the sovereignty will no longer be here. Canadian sovereignty will all but disappear. American sovereignty will all but disappear. So all those other laws, Magna Carta, Bill of Rights, Charter Rights, the Canadian Charter Rights, Constitutions, gone. Because they can shut down these pieces of legislation that have identified and isolated countries and regions from being conquered or dominated by any external force. That is now going to be erased. So you need to look at this. Everybody across, this is not just the United States and Canada. This is 194 countries. That's the planet. I have 194 countries reading my website. That's pretty much the whole planet. I think there's maybe, what, 6 or 7 countries more? 200, 203, something like that. This is what they want to insert. You know, like I said, the WEF is a cancer, which is a wing of the WHO. It's a cancer. It needs to be expunged. Totally. You know, we're talking about food. Food will be under this control as well. See, it's going to come to a point in time. The Bible tells you in Revelations that, again, you're not going to be able to buy or sell anything without the mark of the beast. The chip. The AI chimera system that they have in place right now. Now, if I'm going to go by that as the playbook, which I do, and I see that because I'm seeing this being enacted. Some people tell me, well, these prophecies have already occurred. This may also be true, but the truth is they are now doing it again. There have been more than one reset in the past. This reset is, again, following the ones that happened before, except this is the finale. There's more going on now to wind her down or wind her up. But I'm going by that playbook. It says you're not going to be able to buy or sell anything without the mark on the right hand or the forehead. This is what they're following. This is what they're agendizing. This is what they are, again, want to integrate into mankind. That means you are not going to have any access to anything anywhere where there is a network connected to AI. And if you somehow are alive and surviving that, you're going to be in a place where you're away from anything that is what is considered today civilized. In other words, access to a network. Even though this is not civilized, what we're living in today is very barbaric. Here we are. So you need to understand that this is what's going on today in this regard, and this is where we're heading. One of the shows, the guy was showing down in Florida how they're getting ready to put in devices where you're going to need a chip to open them. So here we are, and the Bible's been telling us, pay attention, look, red flag, you know, white flag, hey, ooh-wee, look, you know, correlate. So you may say, well, that's coincidence. Perhaps. But it's funny that that coincidence is actually detailing what is going, what is happening right now. So I'm not a coincident kind of guy. I don't buy into coincidences. I think things happen for a reason. I think there's a divine plan, and sometimes we are in this plan, whether we want to be or not, and things form and happen the way that plan was set to happen. You know, so here we are again today, you know, in that realm of, you know, another drop in the bucket. Another drop in the bucket. So as that drop in the bucket fills up more and more, you know, eventually it gets dumped. And that's what they're going to do. You're not going to be able to do anything. So even if you get everything ready and you go off into the deep, deep end, you're going to have to form a more perfect union some way, somewhere, somehow. And you're going to have to be very ingenious in utilizing things that are there to create whatever you need, power, food, water, heat, whatever. But in the system that we're in today, right now, you are going to have to be jacked in with a chip that's coming. They've been telling us that since, what, mid-1970s, when the first Verichip popped open. And when the doctor inserted the chip into his arm to show the benefit of having a chip where wherever you go, you're recognized. Again, no more privacy. No more free thoughts or free thinking. Nothing. You know, this is where we're at. Food, they want to control the food. You're not going to be able to eat because Silly Billy, the WEF, the WHO, Bezos, Musk, you may as well throw him in there too, and all the other oligarchs that are out there, Soros, and whoever, they are going to make sure you are going to bend your knee to them. If they control all the resources on this planet, they control the food supply, they control the air you're breathing, you know, the carbon tax, they control the water you're drinking, if they control, you know, your thought process, if they can control everything about you, even the termination of your life by a switch. The food is where they're going next. And now even with the food, they're now planning on putting genetically engineered foods with genetically engineered mRNA, tRNA, XNA into the food supply. Can you dig it? They want you dead. They want you compromised. They want you weak. They want you to be dependent and despondent on them. They want to be God. Remember the old gods of old? You lived and died by their whim. If you didn't kiss their ass their way, they took you out. Well, this is what this is all about again. You know, like I said, everyone needs a sobriety check, a reality check. Because we've been living in la-la land too long. We've been looking at life through kaleidoscope eyes. Oh, don't say that. You're negative. Oh, you're so negative. Yeah, that's kaleidoscope eyes. Kaleidoscope bullshit. New age, you know, wishful thinking. We need to start speaking the truth as it really is and then come out with real solutions to solve the real problems that we're dealing with. Yes, good to be positive. It's good to have hope. It's good to have the idea that we can do things and change things, that we can come up with ways to counter what they're doing. I'm all for that. In order to do that, you have to be able to say and think what is really happening here. A lot of young people that talk that shit, you know, oh, you're so negative. These are the young dumbasses. These are the ones that haven't lived long enough to wipe their backside properly. So in order for us to make a change, we have to recognize what's wrong and then talk about it and then talk about solutions and then act on the solutions, or it never changes. In my personal life, anything that I've had to do, any obstacle that I've had to deal with, I've had to deal with it. And I had to make the proper changes, or I had to come up with the proper solutions in order to solve the problem. Sometimes I had help, sometimes I didn't. But either way, I had to be the one to decide and make the change by first acknowledging there was a problem. And that's not being negative, that's just being what it is. You're telling the truth. This is that we have a problem here. And the problem we have is we have a government in power right now that's going to wipe out this country. Because they do not work for Canada. They work for the WEF. The WHO, the UN. You know. Chinada. You know. And the Chinese, you see what they're doing. They finally got tired of the bullshit and decided today we're going to walk through the barrier. Imagine that. Communist country. People are saying, no more. We're going out. We don't care. See, the Asians have a different mindset. They think they're in Shanghai and they're going to die anyway. If they don't do something, they're going to die anyway. So they said, we are no longer going to comply because you're going to kill us one way or another. We better have that attitude here in Canada, and you better have that attitude in the United States and Europe and every other part of the world. We're going to die one day. Like I talked about this in the last show, I was in the Canadian Tire, and this woman was all worried about the 2-meter thing, and I said to her, lady, we're going to all die one day. She says, well, I don't want to die today. I said, don't you watch Star Trek? She looked at me, well, the Klingons are always saying today is a good day to die. She's like, what? I had some people laughing at that. But, you know, my point is, it is a good day to die. You know, the one thing about being alive, I think, is the stimulation of death. There is that aspect of it, that you live for the moment, or you pursue life because you know it's going to end one day. And this complacency and compliancy that we are dealing with today is like a freaking black hole, sucking the life right out of our backside, literally. You know, it's like a leech feeding on our energy because we're not living. You know, we're not really living. There really is nothing here on this shithole other than the fight. We are here to battle. That's what it seems like. So when I'm looking at all that we're dealing with today, you know, are you living or are you just existing? That's a question everybody needs to ask. And we're not living. Why so? Is it because of all that's happened in the last 2 years? Then perhaps we need to make a change in this country, a major one. So that those who are in power will never be able to have that kind of power again to take away our liberty. We don't have any freedom. We don't really have any liberty per se, but we do have privileges and we do have entitlements. But we need to take that to another level higher. You know, when someone was mentioning, I mentioned on the last show, that when you want to negotiate a peace with somebody, they have to be willing to negotiate with you for peace. But the only way that happens is when both sides want peace. The government of Canada does not want peace. They want control. They want obedient robots. They want Canadians to go back to being stupid and robotic and just taking orders. Saying, yes, sir, yes, ma'am, no, sir, no, ma'am. That's what they want. Are you willing to give up your autonomy? Are you willing to give away your privilege to that? Just a thought. Just a concept. You got the same thing going on in America. You got the same thing going on in Europe, South Africa, all of Africa. When I talked in the last show about the president down in Tanzania, you know, 60 million Tanzanians right now are telling the government to go F itself over these vaccines. That's the kind of potency that man had. Like I said, he was a man that actually gave a shit about his people. We don't got that here in North America. Please don't tell me Trump gives a shit about you, because he doesn't. He released a bioweapon on you. I think the last real president we had, again, in the United States, I think it goes all the way back to Kennedy. He, at least he gave the appearance that he cared about America. And he did not want to start World War II, or World War III, rather, with Russia and Cuba. He wanted to solve that and resolve that in a peaceful way. You know, I was listening to Trump the other day. They're interviewing him on what's going on with Russia. He says the United States is not handling this correctly, and that Putin's able to use the N-word. He's using the N-word. Nuclear. You know, can't use that. He says that. You can't use that word. You know, and... you know, he made some sense, but again, don't put your faith in any government or any man for that matter. Men and women in power are like prostitutes. They're like a whore on the Saturday night street corner. If you get to pay, you get to play. That's how it rolls. And that's all they are, most of them. And they can come out with their $3,000 suits, and they can come out with a smile and the makeup and the hair done, and they can come up and read the script and speak from the script and sound like they are important. They're not. Sounds like they give a shit about you. They don't. Have you heard anybody in America politically say that they want to get rid of the WEF in America? Has anybody heard anything? I haven't. Doesn't mean it hasn't happened. Just mean I haven't. Has anybody heard in Canada that we want, other than myself, I don't count, because I've been saying this for a long time, but has anybody politically in power, a parliamentarian, an MPP, or a premier, come right out and say, we need to get rid of the WEF in Canada. We need to get rid of it. Has anybody heard anybody say that here in this country? Anybody with political fortitude or in a position of political power? Has anybody in Canada heard that? How about Australia? How about New Zealand? How about South Africa? How about Africa? Well, I think Africa is having a look at their relations with the UN, and I think that's gotten on rocky ground. But has anybody heard anything? How about the Caribbean? South America? Central America? Anybody? China? Russia? Too busy watching the Ukraine bullshit, the Ukrainian entertainment section. Today's show will be the Ukraine and the bullshit that comes from there. Keep on watching. While you watch the Ukraine, we are now penetrating deeper into your country to further take away your privilege to eat, your privilege to breathe, your privilege to have water, your privilege to have electricity, your privilege to be in a third world Chinata country. George Carlin used to say, there's a party going on. You ain't invited. And that's the way it is. They were telling you this all for a long time. You know, telling you this for a long time. Canada now has decided that they're going to euthanize their elderly and their weak. And they changed the bill to do it. Bill C-7. Bill C-7 amended the bill for the Euthanasia Act. And what it does now allows people that want to get taken out to be done so without any retribution to the medical establishment. And you don't have to have a reason, you know, a terminal. You don't have to have a terminal reason to die or have euthanasia. Now, okay, what's happening in Canada? Now, this is Canada, okay? This is not China. A lot of it goes on there too. It's Canada. It's not Africa. Canada. It's not South America. Canada. That they're now euthanizing the people that can't afford to have housing. Can't find affordable housing because we're money laundering China's money through the real estate industry. Imagine that. As a result, now we are paying a hyperinflated cost to live in a house or live in an apartment or to live in this country. Oh, Canada, our home and native China. Where the landlords rule and inflation is high and nobody can live. Not under these guys. I kind of made that rhyme. Hey, there you go. That's what's going on in Canada. Old Canada. So when you get older, if you're not a millionaire or a billionaire, by the time you get older, you're going to be looking for a way out. Euthanasia. The government gets to kill you. And then they get to harvest your organs and make money. Everything is recycled, even the remains of a person's body. Imagine that. Oh, Canada. We may wind up going back to a point in time, like we did at one point in time, where parents and grandparents lived with the kids. That's what they do in China, or what they used to do in China traditionally. The family took care of the elderly. Okay, in this country, we never had that per se, where the family members took care of the elderly. What we've had here is that we had institutions that we put the elderly in so they could die and we didn't have to see it. Called the old age homes or the other type of homes that they have. This is where we're at today. Life has very little meaning. In the Matrix, in this hologram, in this kaleidoscope reality, life has absolutely no meaning. None. Zero. You're just a piece of meat to be put on a hook and harvested at the right appropriate time. And whatever is in your estate, whatever you've developed, whatever you have, whatever wealth you've accumulated, whatever prosperity that you have stored up for yourself, is now theirs. They are going to take that away and you will not have anything at all. Isn't that interesting? We've been saying this for a long time, so we said that the whole COVID thing was a bunch of bullshit, you know, that now more and more data is coming out indirectly or directly exposing the relationship between the bioweaponry of the injections and the fairy tale that the head of the WEF has told us, the Parliament in Canada has told us, the Congress and the representatives have told Americans, you know, the derelict you've got in D.C. doesn't know what planet he's on. Now, has Obama taken over? I saw him sign a treaty the other day. I think they called him the president. Don't know. I didn't think that was possible, but maybe I heard it wrong. My point is, the rules are changing. You know, the Democrats are changing the rules by the day. Imagine that. The rules are changing. We have been saying for years and years and years in Canada, the Canadian government has violated the courts and rights and freedoms of people. Now they're saying the same thing, but you know what? Nothing's changed. Nothing. Same thing down in New Zealand. They went against the Prime Minister there and said that she overstepped her boundary. But does that change the fact that she destroyed the economy of New Zealand? That a lot of people committed suicide because of her stupid ass way of doing things? But see, that was all planned. It was all planned. That was all by design. That was meant to be. That's what they wanted. Same thing here in Canada. How many people in this country committed suicide in the last 2 years? You ever hear about those numbers? Hear how many people had opted themselves because they lost hope? They lost everything they ever worked for? Do we hear anything about that? Do we see any numbers? Real numbers, not the bullshit numbers that the government puts out. Governments, and I'm saying this once, I'll say it again and again and again, never, ever, 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 ever trust your government. Never. They lie, they cheat, they steal, they misdirect, they derail. Never, never, never trust your government. Never. Bible says to pray for them. Do so. My prayer is they all go somewhere. They serve absolutely no purpose for us other than to create a major culling, which they're doing. How many people had children die? How many kids killed themselves? How many kids felt a sense of hopelessness and killed themselves? This would be an interesting show. I'm just talking about this off the top. But how many parents lost their children because their children committed suicide? Because they couldn't play with their friends because they had to wear a fucking mask to school and had to keep it on for 8 hours. How many? How many? Think about that. That's in Canada. Remember this. This is not... Sorry. Let me rephrase. I'm sorry. I should have said Chinata. This is in Chinata or Chinada. Chinada, Chinata, like I said. Either way. That's in Chinada. The real Canada gave a shit about its citizens and its children. Chinata doesn't care. Chinata or Chinata... Chinada is now following the same concept as the motherland, China. We're going to put in electronic devices. We're going to insert chips into people. You have to walk around in order to get anywhere, do anything. You have to kiss the government's ass. And if you don't, they're going to shut down your means of travel. You know, so when we're looking at all the things that are going on today, are we really looking at this country the way we need to? Are we scrutinizing it the way we need to? Are we speaking about the problems instead of talking about, oh, you're being negative? You're being so negative. Have you watched Star Trek lately? You know what the Klingons say? Today's a good day to die. So much for your negativity. I'm being positive. You're so negative. Someone told me that today earlier. I forgot what I responded, but it wasn't very polite. We have to have a certain mindset here. It's not about starting a revolution, but in a way it is. Revolutions can be started without guns and bullets. Revolutions can happen just like they did in other countries, where a population walked into a parliament and had the leaders arrested, citizens arrest, had them arrested and charged for treason. Change the whole dynamic of the country. It's like we're always waiting for something to happen, and then when it does happen, it's too late. Like I said, we need to really understand that the whole, all of everything that we're dealing with and doing, we need to get ahead of this game. You know, the Spars report, remember that? How many have reread it? So how many are actually think tanking a solution? How do we avoid XYZ? How do we get around ABC? Some will say, well, you know, we'll just trust in God. Well, okay, that's fine. That's what you want to do. But I also believe that faith without works is dead. Now, maybe that's a miscontortion of the scripture. You could take it that way too. But it seems to me that God works when we do. When we exercise our faith, that's when God steps in. That's what I've seen anyway in my life. So if we're seeing the problem, you know, coming, then what do? You can look at many different references. Wise men sees dangers and hide. You know, wise men sees danger and heads into a castle, finding shelter. Well, the idea of finding shelter or hiding means to avoid what's coming. So again, these are just things that I'm thinking, I'm talking out loud on at this point. You know, look at the direct correlation between the people under 40 in Israel that with the injections. Then you got politicians in this country who are representative of the Pfizer or Moderna or AstraZeneca or Johnson. These are the guys who've got money invested in the injection plan. And Poland now has got Pfizer on the lawsuit to get out of their contract. And if they do, those people in Chinada, who've got investments in the pharmaceutical industry, may lose their ass. And if they're of the political stripe, if they are MPs or parliamentarians, you know what? I will lose no sleep over your loss. Because of you and your greed, you have caused people in this country, good people, to lose heart, commit suicide, lose their job, lose their means of living, just so that you could be a fat ass living off of their blood. So if the pharmaceutical industry does have a, you know, tanking out, oh well, c'est la vie. Such is life. I won't lose no sleep over it. Neither should you. We are in that this is a war. This is a war. Some of you are saying, well, how do I get out of this? How do I get out of this military? How do I get out of this army? The Bible says there's no discharge from war. And I think what that's really saying, as long as we are alive, existing and alive on this planet, we are always going to be having some kind of battle. That's what it seems like anyway. I've often said many a time to some of my friends who are awake, I think we live for the fight. We live for the fight. You know, that's what it appears like. Because all our lives, most of us anyway, have had to struggle in order to have anything in this life. Because the odds and the overwhelming challenges that we've had to endure in order to have whatever little we have in this life. It's amazing when you sit there and think about it. So that's a testament to people's fortitude to endure. Think about that. How many people give up where you didn't? How many people succeeded or didn't succeed where you did? You know, what drove you? What motivated you? You know, was it desperation? Was it being despondent? Was it being dependent? Was it because you were in a hardcore environment? Was it because you were hungry? Was it because you were poor? Was it because you were sick? All those negative things that I just mentioned, this is where you're talking negative, now I'm talking negative. Those negative things were the one, those were the things that propagated you to get off your ass and move. And the few people that have done this is a result because they were in some form of diversity. They fought, they had to fight to get out. No discharge from war. And once you do gain any kind of success or measure of success, now the fight and the battle is to maintain it. No discharge from war. And now you also have to deal with the concept of what's going on today. The assault on the genome of mankind. Your genetic code is on the line. I've said that many times before. Again, no discharge from war. And the means of sabotaging the genetic code, anywhere from any kind of fornication or adultery to even marital intercourse, any form of intercourse, is now being subjected to an assault. That's why it's important, you know, again, I think I mentioned this. Dave and I had done a shoot today. We were doing a shoot on the new device that I'd come out with called the Spike. Call it the Spike. Anyway, it's a coil. It's an induction coil with a variety of different flash units and a relay to create a spiking effect that will disengage the nanotechnology and protect those who have had any kind of contact vaccinosis that may have jumped. It'll disengage that as well. I also put on there a warning not to use it if you've had the jab, and you shouldn't be using it either if you may have have any kind of electronics in the heart. And we got to talking, about dating. And I said right now I have four criteria if anyone's going to date. He said, yeah. I said, yeah. So I said, well, let's hear him. I said, okay, the first one, some of you may think this is crude, but there's a reason to my madness, so don't turn me off until you hear it. I said, the first one is that the vagina has to be real. He started laughing. I said, well, it's not really funny because you look at the Hollywood things that are going on. Unless you can see the Adonis belt, you don't know what the hell you're getting. They got them so dolled up, you don't know what you're getting down there. So first and foremost, it's got to be a real woman. The vagina better be real, not something that was, you know, surgically done. Second thing I said is they can't be jabbed. No jabbing. The third thing I said is not to get involved if they have slept with somebody that did get jabbed. See, like I said, this is all genetics when I'm talking here. All of it. Even the first thing I mentioned. Because a woman is meant to have a vagina, not a guy being transferred into a woman. So my point is, it has to be real. So, and that's genetics. Second thing is, not to get jabbed because the genetics have changed. Not interested in having that genome or that synthetic biology hop into me. The third one is, okay, if you had that exchange, then I don't want to have that exchange with you because I don't want you to pass on what you got. It's again, genetics. He said, what's the fourth one? He says, the fourth one is no six fingers or six toes. He started laughing. Well, these are children of the Nephilim. They got that gene. I don't want that. Nobody wants to be tied to the devil in any way, shape, or form. So I said that to him, and he said, you know, that's really common sense. And again, I'm pointing this out not to be kind of comical in a way, but not comical. I'm trying to make a point on the genetics, trying to make a point how important your bloodlines are, how important it is that you maintain and sustain your bloodlines, and that you're not going to allow yourself just to mix with anything that walks or talks. Like I said, you don't even know if you're dealing with shapeshifters today or anything from the Nephilim side. You have no idea. You know, unless you get a blood test and let me check. Oh, hey, you got the devil's blood in you. Have a good day. That kind of thing. So like I said, these are things I'm trying to provoke into thinking because of what they've done with these injections. They have created a new diversion in regarding to, you know, what they call protection, which is nothing but a violation of mankind's genetics. It's important that you start thinking about this stuff in this way. Young people, I'm going to tell you something. You know, I was 20 years old at one time too, but that's ancient history for me. I'm an artifact today. You know, so back then it was a different world, different ball game. We were stupid, we were naive, and we were ignorant. We had no idea what we were really doing. We just went along with the game. And they had brainwashes, if it feels good, do it. That was the theme of the day. But we had no understanding of the genetics and what we were doing with our genetic code. Now I'm telling you so you don't make the same mistakes we did. Sex is always a wonderful thing. I'm going to tell you that straight out. You're going to feel good with it. It's great and wonderful. But then after it's all said and done, you got to live with whoever you're living with. So that better be the number one priority. Who are you living with, and can you live with that person? That better be at the top of the list, other than the things I mentioned. And if you're going to be exchanging your DNA, you better keep it in the family. In other words, keep it with whoever you're with. Not bouncing around, sticking it here, sticking it there, or spreading it here, spreading it there. Because the genetic code, you will destroy yourself with that. Like I said, we had never had these kind of conversations, and nobody actually clarified it this way. We never understood the magnitude of what we were being taught. Sex education was really simple with us. Here's a guy, there's a gal. There's an erection, there's a gal. You know, she's ready and primed, you're ready to insert. Insert, ejaculate, pull out. That's all that we thought about it, you know. And they tell you, well, there's endorphins and blah-de-dee, blah-de-da. So we didn't have enough to really tell us, other than the fact they said, well, anybody you sleep with, you will share whoever they slept with you as well. But there was no real distinction or clarity in regarding to the level of detail that entails. I'll break it down one other step. Let's say your girlfriend has slept with 10 guys, and those 10 guys have slept with 10 gals. She now has the genetic code of those 10 guys and those 100 gals that she now has inside of her. Say the guy has slept with 10 women, and those 10 women have slept with 10 guys. He too now has all that genetic information inside of him. And now you're sharing that data with each other. That's why it's important that you keep those bloodlines free and clear, so that your seed and offspring will be yours, not containing the genetic code of all those people, because that's what you're going to pass on. See, and somebody will argue that, and I will tell them, you're full of shit. You don't get it, and the understanding of genetics is not what we should have been taught a long time ago. Epigenetic damage can come from in many forms and many shapes in these times, especially. And especially with these injections that are altering the genetic code in the DNA, you don't want to take the chance. Period. It's not worth it. So again, I'm pointing all this out because everything around us has been hijacked, including intimacy with each other. And you have to understand that you're going to have to be very scrutinous in whoever you decide you are going to hang with. You know, and I don't mean, I should guess shouldn't put it that way, but live with, coexist, whatever. So remember these things, because this is what they're not telling you. And all they're showing you is what is the face card on the networks. They're not showing you all the problems that go along with this. They've been trying to sell this injection and this fake pandemic and this new boogeyman that's coming, but they're not telling you that they're setting out to destroy your bloodlines. They're terminating bloodlines. They're terminating the genetic code. That's what this is going on right now. This is a war, a real war happening. It's just done in a very subtle way. All righty. Let me remind you. UN wants to take away, the WHO wants to take away your sovereignty in your country. Please look into it. It's for everybody's sake. Alrighty. As I say at the end of these shows, I keep telling everybody to go read the Gospels. Go read what Jesus had to say. Read the, go read the letters. Go read what the, how the church evolved. Go read the, go read the book of Revelations. Go read the playbook. You know, I encourage you all to do this. It will may open your eyes to some realities that you never really fully realized. And if you read the Bible when you were younger, you may want to try it again now. Now you may appreciate it more because now, if you've lived life long enough, you may begin to understand and see the importance of what those words are. They're going to make more sense to you now, especially if you've gone through some bullshit in your life. Make a lot of sense to you now. So read what is there. I always say at the top of the page, you got people there that are all trying to help you out. Yanni put out an SOS yesterday. Somebody sent me an email, and I thought at first that somebody had hacked Yanni, but Yanni had put out an SOS. So look at Yanni's page and see if you can help him out. I'm not sure what the emergency is, and you can talk to him about it because it's his emergency. So help him out if you can. You know, but anybody up there, if you can help them financially, please do so. If you can't, because again, the loss of revenue because of the current conundrum that we're dealing with, don't worry about it. Get your financial affairs back in balance, make them solid. When you're ready, then you can give then. But till then, share the data. Share the information with everybody. Share. Alrighty. Until the next segment, I always say, oh no, we're still here by the grace of God. I almost forgot that. We're still here by the grace of God. So till the next segment, to your health. Take care.